Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
This season, hit a home run at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. Discover the future of cleaning with the LG Sidekick. For small loads that are a big deal, the Sidekick can handle it all. Paired up with a full-size LG washer, you can tackle two loads at once. Check out the LG Sidekick plus all of LG laundry and kitchen appliances at your nearest Grand Appliance location. Grand Appliance and TV. You make it home, we make it grand.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than two times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or seven times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge, increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restricted supply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs starting pitcher Jake Arrieta on quite the roll lately. Over his past eight starts, he's posted a 1.78 ERA. He'll try to keep that rolling tonight as the Cubs host the Pittsburgh Pirates. While Arrieta has been anchoring the rotation as of late, the Cubs are hoping to get back another one of their front-line starting pitchers soon.
We think John's going to be on target. He threw the ball well in his workout. We still haven't pieced it together as we move into September yet, but it's a nice option to have in your back pocket.
That was Cubs skipper Joe Maddon referring to John Lester, of course. Maddon joined Spiegel and Parkins at noon today, and that's interview is available on 670thescore.com. Tonight's pregame show with Mark Grody available to you at 6:30 this evening on The Score. In regard to the Cubs' division rivals, the Brewers will host the Cardinals for the next two nights at Miller Park. Cubs still 2.5 games up on Milwaukee, 4.5 games up on St. Louis. The White Sox back in action tonight after their off day, visiting the Minnesota Twins tonight at Target Field. James Shields will oppose Irvin Santana in that pitching matchup. In football, Bears wrapped up practice at Halas Hall earlier. Zach Zabeman will be up with the guys right after this to let you know that Mitch Trubisky will be starting Thursday against Cleveland, and Eddie Goldman is in concussion protocol. The Score's 25-year celebration being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago. And if you're searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Pirates on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Yeah, I'm down here with Willie Young. He's next to Leonard Floyd. I guess the safest way to describe what's happening in this locker room, you guys appear ready.
appear is one thing, and actually being ready is another.
Great as a unit.
We've played great team defense.
Everybody on the same page.
Exactly.
In the car.
Exactly. And I tell you what, Darrell Freeman, he's the pillar of this defense.
Yeah, Darrell been doing a good job of getting the calls out.
He's been superior at his position.
You know, there's a lot of laughter in here, but there's a swagger here that's back.
Yeah, sure, you guys. Stop yucking it up while we're talking serious football here. Come on, guys. Come on. Knock that off. The mic's
Dan's
hot.
Fault. It is Dan's fault.
Why is it Dan's fault?
Because Dan always does that during my reports. So now the players, when they're in their cars after practice and they're listening, because everyone listens to 670
uh-huh.
score.
I'm setting a bad
show,
example, right?
I see. Yeah, so they hear that, you know, that I'd like them to follow Jason's example, but no.
Oh! I was about to say, I was trying to figure out when he was going to get to the divide and conquer portion of the statement.
Zach Zaven joining us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, and he has news, some of it not so good.
Oh, man.
No, let's get to the good stuff, because I decided to take a Dan Bernstein approach to this Bears report, and it's the last one. John Fox had the final practice that the Bears held to close out the preseason before the regular season begins next week, so I tried to capture some of his thoughts from today's press conference.
You know, he's, yeah, I mean, I think, yeah.
So there's a lot to break down.
See, all right, it's going to be one of these reports.
That's awesome.
Your guy's got a concussion, and then Zach's leading with John Fox
doing his Fox gibberish. Authentic frontier gibberish.
Go ahead, Zach.
All right, so as for the injuries, there are a few serious ones, including Eddie Goldman, who has entered the concussion protocol. It was a self-reported thing, so which is good. You want players to report that stuff when they don't feel right. So he's a very valuable player, and they need him. So hopefully he can get himself right, and it's out of the Bears' hands at this point. But hopefully he can get himself right before the Bears take the field to start the year, September 10th, against the Atlanta Falcons. Meantime, as for the quarterback play, you might recall that after the game the other day against the Titans, Fox had said that Mark Sanchez, who did not play in the third preseason game, was going to see some action in Thursday's preseason finale at Soldier Field against the Browns, but he has changed his mind.
Two quarterbacks that will play will be Mitchell as well as Connor Shaw. The other two won't play.
Sanchez won't play?
No. Well, I mean, it's not easy to get live game reps as a quarterback in this league. It's the help development. You know, I think he needs all those opportunities he can get, and it'll be no different Thursday night.
Now, the fourth preseason game has turned into the type of game where you're talking about
bus drivers.
You're talking about the guys. Most of the players that are playing on Thursday night will not be in the National Football
League. They will be living with their mothers.
Right, you're talking...
their own mothers or... Okay.
Yes.
they distribute them to the mothers of others.
It's a mother's camp.
Right, no, they'll be in the league.
Dan, you went to Duke, right?
Zach, they'll be in the league, but not until, like, December when the entire league is hurt. They'll wait around, they'll go back, and they'll go back to their other jobs, and then eventually they'll be signed and they'll be in uniform. Right.
Some guys,
yes,
you know, and now it's different this year because you can keep your 90-man roster until after the game. In the old days, you'd have a 75-man roster heading into this one. So there are more players that are going to get opportunities. But I think what it tells you right from the get-go is that, and this is kind of stuff we knew all along, but it confirms it, that Mike Glennon is going to start at quarterback for the Bears when they take the field against the Falcons on September 10th. And my guess is that, based on his veteran status, Mark Sanchez is a guy who they're looking at least right now to begin the year, would be a number two.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't embarrass him by having him play in that game, whereas a guy like Trubisky needs every single rep that he can possibly get in order to get better. Although I don't think that Trubisky will play a whole bunch in this game, because generally if players of prominence on your team play in this fourth preseason game, it's usually for a series, and then almost always they get taken out. So you'll see a lot of the former Brown, Connor Shaw, who closed out the game the other day against the Tennessee Titans.
With that thinking, though, before you go to your next point, Zach, with that thinking that the most important players play a series because you want to snatch them out of the game because they're not playing with people who can protect them and also guys who are reckless who are out there going for broke trying to make a squad, isn't the importance of Mitchell Trubisky, isn't that paramount?
Yes, but I think he's shown you some things over the first three preseason games where you feel a lot more comfortable.
But I'm talking about protecting him from playing with and around bums.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up that point because I do think it's important for a number of reasons. One, you're taking on a Greg Williams defense in Cleveland, and he does not care.
That's Odell.
But I think that's important when you haven't, you know, when one of the most important things for a young player coming into the league is being able to decipher what a defense is doing and making sure that you're making the correct reads in terms of where the pressure is going to be coming from. I think that's a good experience for him. And the Bears do need, you know, we've seen them mix and match on the offensive line because of injuries throughout the preseason. So I think there's confidence in some of the guys that they've used on the second team on that offensive line, which should help Trubisky out a little bit. Plus, he's got mobility, so I think that helps him out. And we are talking, I mean, I would think a series two maximum. But speaking of the offensive line, to me, the surprise today was hearing this from John Fox in regards to Kai Long.
You know, he's on target. You know, we're hopeful. You know, again, he's really day to day as far as you know, coming off that ankle. You know, so we'll just, you know, continue to rehab until medically he's cleared. We can get him out practicing.
You say hopeful? Are you talking about week one?
Yeah.
Think about that. That's something that we did not expect to hear.
Okay, so. But he hasn't run, though, right?
Right.
I mean,
right. And do me a favor, Zach, if you could investigate something here, because
pushing.
You know, yesterday when we were talking to Rich Campbell, and this is a reach, so don't read too much into this, but I brought up the name Derrick Rose. When you have a disconnect between what some people on the team think you should be doing by now and what a player feels comfortable doing for whatever reason. And it's when you start to hear what's being said, and it's why I found it interesting why John Fox said the medical people clear him, because there have been certain thresholds where I know they've told Kyle Long that you are ready to take on more if you want to or if you can, and then you get into questioning somebody's toughness and how you have to tiptoe around all that. But I would love to know exactly where we are on that continuum between what the team expects him to do and what Long himself feels comfortable doing right now.
Couple of things. No one in this building is questioning Kyle Long's toughness, so that is not even
publicly
an issue. Even privately,
okay. They
are not questioning Kyle Long's toughness. You can't, just based on what he's done throughout the course of his career. I mean, you keep in mind what he played through last year. Multiple injuries. He was on the field. It took his leg being bent awkwardly and breaking in order for him to be wheeled off the field in Tampa Bay. And
if I was him, I'd keep that in mind in terms of the decisions that need to be made in my future going forward with this franchise.
Well, they locked him up to an extension last year when they knew he was banged up. I mean, think about it, because it was week two of the preseason when he played New England, and that's when the upper body injuries started to hit, and it was more than just one thing with his upper body and the shoulder, and then obviously the broken leg kind of destroyed everything at the tail end of the season, and it was late in the year, too. So in terms of the timetable, you know, it's faster than expected when you think about it. Most people thought that he would start the training camp portion in Bourbonnais on the PUP list, and he didn't, try to fight through it. And then he had that after the fights that he had in Bourbonnais. Remember, he had a meeting with the specialist who was in town. And then from that point on, they kind of shut it down a little bit, maybe to, you know, sometimes people have setbacks. It happens. But I think the fact that all of a sudden you're hearing John Fox leave open the possibility that he could play against the Falcons, to me, that is encouraging news, because say what you will for John Fox, most of this entire preseason, he hasn't played around with the injuries. He's been as upfront as any NFL head coach would be in regards to talking about guys practicing, not practicing, being banged up, all that kind of stuff, which has been a departure from what we experienced over the first 2 years of this regime. I want to get to another injury, because Cameron Meredith isn't coming back this year, obviously, with the serious knee injury that he's got. And this, again, puts another circle on Kevin White, and they need Kevin White to perform. It always comes back to Kevin White feeling the pressure. And he was asked today if there's the pressure of you know, picking up this receiving core in light of what happened to Meredith. And White had a very interesting answer.
Yeah, I feel like it's always been pressure ever since I got drafted. So that's just a normal thing. Just block the outside noise and try to focus and do what I can do at a high level.
To me, it's not about pressure anymore. It's about being able to perform.
Yeah, now, can you produce or not?
Yeah.
You care about what's in your head or what's around you?
Yeah, he spends a lot of time talking about
produce?
How he feels.
Can you produce or not? Right, are you the guy that everybody thought you were?
Now, this is Victor Cruz's opinion, a guy who's been a Pro Bowl receiver, who's won a championship, who's been around very good receivers throughout his NFL career. Listen to what Victor Cruz had to say about Kevin White.
He's a great player, and I think he just, in talking to him, he understands how good he can be. It's just a matter of putting that work in out here on the practice field to reap those benefits. Obviously, he's been up and down with injuries, so this is the year where he has to take over and be the guy that they drafted him to be. And I think he's ready for that, and I think he's conscious of the pressure that's on him, and he's relishing it.
You think he's handling the pressure that he's here?
I think he has. I think he isn't letting any of this get to him, and he's going out there putting his best foot forward. You know, I've seen some of the some of his best days here in the past couple of weeks of practice. So he's doing some good things, and he's understanding his role even more as these days go on. So it works for him.
So to me, what stands out about Kevin White is this. He's been able to stack practices together. That was the first step. The next step is now you want to see performance. But what you forget is because he's been so limited physically over his first couple of years in the league because of these injuries, that he hasn't had a chance to work on the things that any young receiver would need to work on coming from the limited route tree that he had at West Virginia.
Yeah, we can't still be talking about that.
No, but this
is 2 years.
But this is what you do need to talk about.
Are you talking about the application of it?
Yes. I think when it comes to press coverage, for example, it is tough. You can use all the tech. You can teach somebody all the techniques in the world to beat it. But ultimately, what will help you beat press coverage is the experience of consistently facing it. And unfortunately, because of the lack of time he's had in games, he really hasn't had an opportunity to face a lot of it. And I think
to know what that force feels like in your chest every time.
To understand how to win that battle, the little tricks of the trade. Right. Because once a guy, and this is where you get back to Glennon, and I think one of the reasons that the offense looked the way it did over the first couple of preseason games. Number one, you were taking on two top five defenses from a year ago in Denver and Arizona. And you have a quarterback who's getting used. You're asking a lot from your offensive line if they have to protect a guy like Glennon for extra time to be able to reset and scan the field because your receivers couldn't get off the line of scrimmage immediately. Now, I think eventually what Kevin White's going to learn, and you saw some, you saw flashes of this in the game against Tennessee, which was encouraging because the Bears tried to open it up.
That's
why
they use bunch formations, too, for the express purpose of getting at least one guy a free release.
Correct, but I think the thing that you saw is there was 60% of the game plan in for that game against the Titans. And one of the thing, and there were more scripted plays. I think Glennon's the kind of guy that will operate better with a game plan than if you're freelancing out there. Trubisky's the type of guy, because of his athleticism, he's going to have some wild plays when the game plan isn't scripted. With Glennon,
he's a step counter.
Things have to be a little bit more structured, I think, for him to be right. And it also has to be structured for the receivers. So I think the fact that they had about 12 to 15 scripted plays at the start of that game against the Titans.
And then the second quarter happened.
Right.
But I do think that the thing that stands out to me about White is once he realizes, we spent so much time talking about how fast he is or lack thereof and how much the injuries have dealt him a blow in that area. I just think he needs to learn to use his size. When I say use his size, immediately at the line of scrimmage, take advantage of the fact that more often than not, the guy lined opposite you is not as big as you are, and learn how to impose your physical will on that person so that way you can take advantage and get that extra step and then be able to have enough time to create a target for the quarterback to feel comfortable throwing you the ball.
Well, we're going to find out week one with two very good ones in Jalen Collins and Desmond Trufant. Desmond Trufant on the low has become one of the top five or six corners in the game. And he technique-wise, fighting you competitive-wise, we're going to find out what Kevin White is all about. Now, I've been a big fan of his from day one here, even if there wasn't results to kind of bolster that fandom. But at this point, with Cameron Meredith out and you having Kendall Wright and Victor Cruz and some of these other, Marcus Wheat and some of these other guys that are going to be your two through fours.
Tanner Gentry.
If you can't get open, it's going to be glaring. Because Cam Meredith isn't there to bail anybody out anymore and be your 7-yard hitch guy and be the most targeted player. Kevin White has to show and prove this. There's more pressure on him now with Cameron Meredith out than there was with him here.
All right, let's do nuggets and tidbits.
I agree on that, by the way. I do think the fact that – and having Wheaton back is going to be a big thing. When he gets on the field, he's their best speed threat, and they really haven't had that in these preseason games. Not that they would have shown it, but I think you have to worry about that. And you would like to think, at least in the early portion of the season, teams are going to stack the box to try and take away the Bears' running game and make them one-dimensional. So there's going to be opportunities, I think, down the field for guys like Wheaton and White and Kendall Wright, who's been impressive so far in the preseason, to go out there and make some plays. I do want to hit the defense, though, because there's been so much talk about how the defense has improved, and it has. The Bears' defense is better. And I think it's much better than it's been over the first 2 years that Vic Fangio has had an opportunity to work with these guys, but you may not see it right away. And what I mean by that is this. Think about the opponents that you face right out of the gate. Atlanta. And that you're talking about the MVP of football, running that offense, explosive weapons all across the board. Week two, you go to Tampa Bay. They couldn't stop Jameis Winston last year, and I think he's better another year under that system with some terrific weapons around him from an offensive standpoint, and that game's on the road. Week three, you take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have a terrific run-pass balance with Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, and you know what Le'Veon Bell can do. And then you go into Green Bay on short rest, and you know what the Packers are all about. I just think that even though the Bears may be a much better defensive team than what we saw last year or the year before, it still may not result in success over the first month of the season. And that is where the progress of a Kevin White, the ability to not turn the ball over from an offensive standpoint, is going to be so critical, because they have no shot if they can't play complementary football. The Bears, it's an awfully, awfully difficult start to the season based on their schedule if obviously those teams stay healthy. And you know the Bears have had difficulty just staying healthy, getting to the point where they start the regular season.
Zach, thank you.
Take it easy, guys.
Zach Zaidman brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Boy, there's some of the text response to some of the stuff early.
If you hadn't started talking about Joel Osteen and then the downstate goobers, this wouldn't have happened. We could have talked about Eddie Goldman's head and Tommy LaStella's batting average and Josh Sitton as the unsung hero of the Bears offense this year. Mm-hmm. There are more pressing matters than all the ridiculousness that you brought up at the outset of this show.
To answer this question, everybody, all the texters and people on Twitter think it's this gotcha thing. Well, do you think the Blackhawks should change their logo?
Cool with me.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think they should keep the name Blackhawks, and I think they could have an actual Black Hawk. And there have been some alternative logos that have been floated that look fantastic. And, yeah, if they want to take the Native American face off their jersey and off their rink, yeah. Of course I'd be for that.
I don't understand how it's affecting the people that are so vitriolic about it. Like, it doesn't really affect you at all. Like, you don't cleave to that. This doesn't make you, I know it might force you to change your Twitter avatar, but it doesn't.
That's really all.
Yeah, it really doesn't affect you on the levels that you're crying about.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Out here. The Bernstein and Goff Show. Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter has all sorts of strong and interesting thoughts at 3 on the Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense and will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
D. This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger at participating Wendy's for a limited time. It is a good day to be Matthew Stafford. A very, very good day. Because last night, the Detroit Lions official Twitter account announced, we have agreed to terms with QB Matthew Stafford on a 5-year contract extension through the 2022 season. End quote. According to reports, that deal was worth a guaranteed $92 million. It would average a reported $27 million per. So, of course, the real question is he worth it? The answer is yes. Heck yes. It's always yes. You're worth whatever somebody will pay you. And if the Lions will pay him $27 million per, he's worth it. That's how it works. If you've got a quarterback, you've got a shot. No quarterback, no shot. And Detroit has a quarterback. I'm Jim Rome.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
It's time.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Exclusive ticket pricing and premier seating is now available for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms this September. For a limited time, get closer to the action with your daily or weekly packages. From general admission to premier seats on the 18th green, you can get close to all the action as the top 70 players in the world compete in the final leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. Visit BMWChampionship.com today for ticket and tournament information.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with Performance Starter Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service. Router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
This season, hit a home run at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. Discover the future of cleaning with the LG Sidekick. For small loads that are a big deal, the Sidekick can handle it all. Paired up with a full-size LG washer, you can tackle 2 loads at once. Check out the LG Sidekick plus all of LG laundry and kitchen appliances at your nearest Grand Appliance location. Grand Appliance and TV, you make it home, we make it grand.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitchell Trubisky is probably the best player at the position. He just might not yet be ready to play. If Eddingham is to Glennon, then you go to Sanchez because you don't want to go to the rookie. Well,
you can't do that now.
If the rookie is a better player.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, then, okay, if you can't do that now.
Why carry three?
Why carry him?
Right.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense. And we'll have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money
seven.
That you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Deck. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Starting in baseball, the Cubs currently in the middle of a seven-game homestand. It got off to a pretty good start last night with a victory over the Pirates. And the same two teams will do it again tonight at Wrigley Field. Our pregame show here on The Score gets started at 6:30 with Mark Rohde, and it'll be Jake Arrieta on the hill tonight for the World Champs. He has been stellar lately with a 1.78 ERA over his last eight starts. Elsewhere in the division, Brewers and Cardinals play each other for the next two nights. Cubs 2.5 games up on Milwaukee, 5 games up on the Cardinals. The White Sox back in action tonight after their off day. They've traveled up to Minnesota. They'll take on the Twins tonight at Target Field. James Shields will oppose Ervin Santana in the pitching matchup there. Sox have won 4 of their last 5. To football, the Bears practiced earlier today at Halas Hall. And afterward, head coach John Fox addressed the media with some very noteworthy news. He said Mitchell Trubisky will start Thursday's preseason finale versus Cleveland. He said offensive lineman Kyle Long is on target to start week 1 of the regular season. And bad news for Eddie Goldman, as the nose tackle has been placed in concussion protocol. At Jimmy John's, they spend 6 hours slicing and baking to get you fresh, all-natural meats, along with locally purchased hand-sliced produce. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meat. My name's Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Pirates on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town.
I'm John Webb during the Packy Webb Ford Summer Event.com.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com, and if you want to see the most cretinous people. Is it cretinous? Yes. The most cretinous people. And Luis and some other people in there as well. Shout out to Luis. in the chat room on Facebook Live. Go ahead and go to our Facebook page and see how so many U of I avatars have been enraged by one Dan Bernstein and how many cartoon avatars have been enraged by me calling Joel Osteen a no-good pimp. Yeah, man, the chat room is a funny, funny place. But this is why Facebook is hilarious to me. Because
people, don't you have to be yourself on Facebook?
People put their first and last name and then say the most ridiculous things.
Okay. Like, at least better than hiding behind something.
Well, this young man or young woman, I don't know, Jace Peischel, has had some very interesting things to say behind his or her University of Illinois logo. I'm sure U of I is very, very proud of you. And when once people migrate to the Facebook Live that you are in right now and see the chat comments that you have made, one that I have warned you about, that will not be tolerated in that chat. He has stopped doing that because we don't play certain games at all. Some things are way more serious than sports. And all the other things that you think you have the freedom to say, you can play those games if you want to, will not be tolerated on any platform, whether it be Twitter and especially here where we can see your first and last name and you actually put who your employer is and where you live. Yeah, so calm yourself down. But, yeah, you can go to Facebook Live and hang out with us. You can see my army green shirt or you can see Dan's polo. You can see my sunroof.
You're all camouflaged. I can't see you.
Well,
you're blending in with the surroundings.
Yeah, you can't know John Cena. You can't see me. The Tony Yayo, you can't see me. Well, the problem is, Kevin Zpack, Tony Yayo is a rapper. Shep, all of a sudden I said Yayo, and then Shep kind of jumped up there.
Right?
We'll have our radio legend on at around 4:30 or so today. We're celebrating radio legends apparently today here at the Score. Kevin Zpack also has a camouflage shirt on as well. Look at Shep breaks out his headphones like, all right, now I can start listening to the show. Yes. Yeah, I don't like wearing things that other people are wearing, especially not on the same day. And I saw Kevin Zpack.
Especially Kevin Zpack.
Well, Kevin,
he's pretty stylish.
Yeah, man. I was about to say, I appreciate Kevin's
Dennis Gambino
sense of style. Well, they battle, you know, and now that Dennis has moved on,
like he's the fashion king. Throwdown.
Yeah, they're a couple of fashionistas. He is the king of the throne. I actually like Shane's fashion when he's not wearing terribly racist t-shirts. Mm-hmm. But other than that,
it's only the partially racist t-shirt.
He's my man at 50 grand, so I'm just joking with him on that, kind of. But you know why I wore this? Because I bought myself some Chelsea boots. Ooh. And, you know, to get this look off, I'll put it on the camera for you guys. To get this look off, you got to go like brown or white or green at the top.
What are those?
Right, exactly. These are my dad 405s right here.
You can't out dad my footwear. No. Not on your best day.
Yeah, man.
The Howie Longs, man.
Yeah, but yours.
Skechers, but at least memory foam, triple E's.
Do you know the Air Monarchs and probably those series and a couple other series? I like the like next to Jordan and some of the Yeezys. Like, you look at shoe sale numbers, dads get the same shoe every single year. Like, they're as loyal as Jordan customers are. So while we make fun of those shoes,
I switched. I was wearing the same like $45 New Balance shoe.
What are those? It's a damn shame.
And I'm telling you, became a thing. These Howie Longs are the dad shoe to end all dad shoes.
Dads are loyal.
What are those?
Dads are loyal, man.
This email from Amir, who says, to understand the current predicament at Illinois is simple. The only people dumb enough to keep coming back for this terrible football team year after year are the same people dumb enough to not understand how made-up faux Native American songs and chants performed by a bunch of drunk white people might be offensive. I am an alum, and the last thing I want to do on a fall weekend is drive down to Champaign, pay for a hotel, spend 3 hours at a tailgate, and then go watch terrible football. The only people with lives so empty that they would choose to do that are the townies and the pathetic alums who need the chants and the cartoon Indians to help them relive their glory
days.
But do
they really need it, though?
I have a newsflash for these folks. Guess what? Your glory days, they sucked, too. Get over it. Get over your dumbass war chant and your terrible football team and your beloved racist former mascot. Move on.
Yeah, this is the thing, too. Everyone is going to dig up, like, one Native American who's like, it doesn't bother me. And they say, how much is the check that you said you're going to write? Like, Dan Snyder paid off several groups to say that. Yeah, like, that's like me saying like that Floyd Mayweather is the spokesman for all black people. Like, oh, but Floyd likes Trump, so, hey, come on. He's king of all blacks. You know, come on, Floyd speaks for all of us.
And a member of the all blacks.
Oh, dude, shout out. Shout out. But seriously, though, yeah, there's, I don't understand the offender being offended in this situation.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps.
Why are you reading it like Hannibal Lecter?
Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com and a nice Chianti.
All right, we're going to talk about a story that is bubbling. It kind of sent shockwaves through the NBA, and it hasn't been completed yet. Brian Robb of the Boston Sports Journal is going to give us the lowdown on what's happening with the Celtics, Kyrie Irving, Isaiah Thomas, and all that good stuff with Danny Ainge next on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jim is on the road. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, morning, guys. I got my 5 at 5, my coffee. Monday's off to a good start.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Shop early at JCPenney's Labor Day Sale. Get up to 40% off major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. And get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, GE Cafe, and higher. Limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 9/13. Must request a time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
Confusing...
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control...
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer...
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss a new episode of Zoo.
Let's go! Come on!
The human race is facing new threats.
We pray the barrier wall holds. Mankind's future depends on it.
And fighting new battles.
They think you know how to stop the hybrids.
I can't do this again.
You can run.
We gotta get out of here!
But you can't hide.
They are planning something big, something worse than we've ever seen.
Zoo, Thursday, only CBS.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Moms on Monday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense and will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
A.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kyrie Irving drives again, scores again, and a foul. Another sensational move, and Irving has 27.
Now we're trying to figure out where Kyrie Irving is going to play, where Isaiah Thomas is going to play, and to help us out with this and all of our Boston Celtics needs on the Bernstein and Golf Show, we have Brian Robb from the Boston Sports Journal.
He knows more than we do about such things. Brian, welcome to The Score. We appreciate you joining us on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So before we get into this, let's just do a quick reset on the deal and where it stands as of right now.
Yes, so the deal is currently as it originally stood, which was Irving going to the Celtics for Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, Ricky Antezic, and the unprotected 2018 Brooklyn first-round pick. And so that, you know, obviously went down on last Tuesday, and then everything was going according to plan until, you know, the news leaked on Friday that the Cavs, you know, had some reservations about the statuses of Isaiah Thomas' hip physically, and we're thinking about asking the Celtics for more in the deal or maybe vetoing it altogether. And that's kind of where we stand currently. From what I've talked to, I'm not sure that even the Cavs have formally made that request yet to the Celtics. So that it seems to be a lot of posturing at this point from Cleveland's side.
All right. So before we get to what the next pieces of this move should be and will be, We're at the point of no return with both these players. Isaiah Thomas can't go back to Boston, and Kyrie Irving is not going back to Cleveland, correct?
I mean, I think both sides would prefer that be the case, that they don't have to take back their guys. I know the Celtics specifically, you know, the Irving situation with the Cavs, I feel like, is a little bit easier for them because, you know, everyone knew he wanted out, have known that for weeks now. So if this trade doesn't go through somehow, yeah, you know, it's not like things are damaged anymore in that relationship. They knew they had to move him already, and they'd probably try to move him elsewhere. The Celtics obviously are a different side of the coin there. Isaiah, Jay Crowder are vital parts of the team last year. They thought they were going to be part of this, you know, quest to move up in the Eastern Conference, obviously, moving forward. And so there's a lot of damage done there. I don't think the Celtics will, you know, hand over more to the Cavs if it's demanded to a certain point, just so they don't have to take those guys back. I think they can at least try to mend fences, or worst case scenario, can move them in a separate deal. But clearly, I think both sides would ideally want this deal to go through to avoid those problems.
Where are we relative to league precedent? I want to say there was a Sean Elliott deal about a decade
ago
that was called off due to failed physicals. And this deal in and of itself, the closest precedent we could find to anything like this occurring with all-star players in the same conference goes back to 1980 when Paul Westphal was swapped for Dennis Johnson. So for it already was somewhat historic, and now I'm wondering if this starts to get lawyered here, where teams say, "Look, I have a right to rescind this, or you owe me something. There, you have to provide extra compensation." How far are we from getting to that stage?
You know, I don't think. I mean, I wrote a piece on this on the BostonSportsShow.com that came out this afternoon, just kind of looking at, I can go as far back as 1980, but just looking at the past 20, 25 years of, you know, veto deals due to physicals being failed and what, you know, what kind of situations they pop up in and what the recourse is and what we can kind of learn from them and comparing it to this situation. So, yeah, you guys, Sean Elliott deal was one that came up. That was a deal that actually went through and, you know, Robert Horry, the compensation that deal played about a month for Detroit before they found the kidney thing and then they, you know, rescinded the deal entirely. But I think in this situation, I'm not sure there's really going to be any league involvement here because the cap, you know, it's a matter of two different medical staff's opinions. I think, like, if the Cleveland elects to veto the deal, the Celtics, from what I've heard, are adamant that they, you know, were up front of everything of Isaiah Thomas's condition going ahead of time before the deal was made official. So they gave everything to the Cavs ad. They said, this is what we've seen. This is what we think the regimen is going to be for him to get better. We think it's going to take around this time. But the Cavs, obviously, they have their own doctors, and they might have different interpretations. And that might have changed based on when they gave Isaiah Thomas his physical over the weekend. So it's happened in the case before where a guy like Tyson Chandler was traded in 2009 in a deal, you know, by the New Orleans to Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City doctors vetoed that deal, said Chandler's toe, he had an injury there that was too risky going forward. But then a couple months later, New Orleans was able to trade Chandler to Charlotte, who okayed Chandler in a deal. So again, that kind of shows you how different medical staffs can kind of different interpretations. And, you know, honestly here, the Cavs, that might be as simple as that, what the Cavs doctors are seeing. And, you know, obviously they may think that this is a case where they have some potential leverage over the Celtics because of the damage done of Isaiah and Crowder to, hey, maybe we can squeeze something out of them here if we're our doctors is doubting your guys' diagnosis.
I always wonder, though, because then a team can lean on a doctor and a team that's getting cold feet that says, hey, you know, find something wrong because we're not sure we should have done this.
No, absolutely. That's definitely in play here. And so, again, I'm not sure, but at the same time, if a doctor has grounds to do it, and this Cleveland doctor does, Isaiah Thomas is hurt. Right. His hip is hurt. Again, I think it looks really bad from the Cleveland side in this instance, especially since the Celtics were seemingly upfront about everything. But I think legally, I don't think there's anything the NBA can do in this instance if the Cavs decide, hey, we want to veto this because Isaiah is not healthy and the truth is he isn't healthy.
Brian, I can't remember an instance where I expect players to do this, like Evan Turner talking about how the Celtics could do this to Isaiah Thomas after he's been so loyal. But the fans,
I just like hearing Evan Turner talk.
Yeah, because he sounds like a cartoon character.
No, I can't believe they did something like that.
So, but the fact that the fans have jumped in on this as well, it's been ludicrous to watch this offseason because you're saying that, oh yeah, he played after his sister died and all these other things. And then I posed the question on Twitter, okay, if an owner's daughter or sister died the night before free agency, would you give somebody a pay cut or you know, just a little hometown discount? And obviously the answer is no. Business is business. How do you think the fan base has reacted to the fact that they are getting back one of the top five or six point guards with contract control, even though they've given up one of the best values in all of the NBA and Jay Crowder's deal? Isaiah Thomas was not going to be re-signed for a max deal at 5'8".
No, he was not. And, yeah, it is. I think most Celtics fans are very excited about Kyrie Irving. They like him, obviously. They know he's better than Isaiah Thomas and that he's obviously a perennial all-star talent who's played his best basketball in, you know, crunch time of postseason games, which is what you need to win a title these days in the NBA. I do think where some Celtics fans have an issue with it is where the amount that the Celtics gave up in this deal. And that's with, you know, it wasn't just Isaiah Thomas, it was Jay Crowder, and it was that unprotected Brooklyn pick. And so they compare to what, say, the Bulls got for Jimmy Butler a few months ago, and they say, wait a sec, the Bulls, they only got, you know, the number 8 overall pick, and Zach LaVine, who's coming off of a torn ACL, and then we had to give up the unprotected Brooklyn pick, Crowder, and a top five MVP guy, and, you know, Isaiah Thomas, that's a lot. So I think that's where, you know, the dismay comes from Celtics, some Celtics fans. Others are over the moon. They love Irving. They think this is the right move to make despite what Isaiah did. But, I mean, personally, I was kind of shocked to see what went through in the sense that I knew Danny Ainge, you know, he's not an emotion. He doesn't keep guys emotionally. He was a guy who admitted he would have traded away, you know, McHale and Bird at the end of their time in Boston so the Celtics wouldn't have had to rebuild so much in the 90s. But, you know, again, after what Isaiah Thomas went through last postseason on the floor and off the floor, I thought, you know, man, and he was out there recruiting guys like Gordon Hayward and Al Horford, too.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been quite the 180 to turn around and trade him, but, you know, that's exactly what he did.
He also had some bad luck at the end of the 80s there for your Celtics franchise, too. You had two potential All-Star talents
die on you, exactly.
Len Bias and Reggie Lewis. So, yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, yeah, you could trade those guys all you want. You had two guys die on you.
But I also think that Danny Ainge, and really Kobe Altman, too, in this case, the balls of this trade.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
The risk, the fact is, yeah, we might make the opponent better, but we have to make us better. We gotta get us closer to a championship. I love it, and I love the trust that Ainge always evinces in his handpicked coach. You know, every time he does something like this, he reminds himself of why he convinced Brad Stevens what he did and made the move that he made. And in his trust level, his all-in trust level in this coach, saying, look, we're gonna streamline the rotations a little bit here. We're going to make some room for some younger players. And you are going to be the guy that takes a 25-year-old Kyrie Irving and gets his head straight and gets his game straight. Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
Yeah, no, exactly. This is why Ainge is loud in these parts, because of what you said, just the guts to do something like this. And Brad Stevens has done plenty of great things already with what most would characterize as a relatively average roster the last 2 years. Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, these guys were, you know, not bad players for the game, but they weren't names. And Stevens has kind of built them into a system where he has gotten the most out of them. So now Ainge clearly, with pulling the trigger on this deal, sees Irving as a guy like, listen, this is someone who could be a top 10 player in this league. And I think I want to give Brad Stevens a guy like this to see what he can take out of him and kind of take our team to the next level. And he doesn't care about the fact that he's, you know, risking strengthening his rival in order to do it.
All right, Brian, we're going to keep your number on file because for the next 2 or 3 years, there will be no NBA basketball for us to talk about in this city. So we appreciate your time. And say what's up to my guy, Jim Murray, from the Sports Hub, if you ever see him out and about in the nightlife.
Oh, absolutely. Love Jim. I will. I'll pass it along for you.
Thanks, right, Brian.
All right, thanks, guys.
That is Brian Robb of Boston Sports Journal.
His
brought
stuff,
to you.
Man, you read, you know, you got to get past an insider wall or whatever, but his stuff, that Boston Sports Journal, they got some interesting stuff on Red Sox stuff, on Bruins stuff. I mean, there's a bunch of young, really good writers bubbling up in Boston.
Brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Whatever you do, keep it here for Matt Miller next on The Score.
The Bears preseason continues, and so does our coverage. Join in the conversation as our team of Bears experts cover the Glenn and Trubisky controversy and all other breaking Bears news. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
There's some things in life you don't want to miss, like the boat.
Ah, nuts.
The joke.
What's so funny?
Your own wedding.
Well, that's not today.
Oh, that's today. Or an amazing deal, like the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. You'll get Xfinity X5 for the speed, coverage, and control you need for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Xfinity X1 with easy access to Netflix and the Xfinity Stream app for the most shows and movies on the go. You can't get all that with AT&T. Plus, if you add Xfinity Mobile, you can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your internet. You don't want to miss the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. New customers can get the X1 Starter Triple Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And get X1 DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to add Xfinity Mobile and get $200 back. This offer ends September 19th. So go to Xfinity.com/best offer, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Without enrollment, monthly charge increases by $5. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Hey, Cubs fans, score big savings every day at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. They have all the bases covered with the area's largest selection, outstanding service, and lowest pricing around. Serving Chicagoland since 1930, Grand is your stop for high-quality sales professionals, exceptional installation, and delivery. Discover huge savings and selection at grandappliance.com or visit one of their 20 showrooms near you. Grand Appliance and TV, you make it home, we make it grand.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitchell Trubisky is probably the best player at the position. He just might not yet be ready to play. If anything happens to Glennon, then you go to Sanchez because you don't want to go to the rookie. Well,
you can't do that now.
If the rookie is a better player.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, then, okay, if you can't do that now.
Why carry three?
Why carry him?
Right.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official